You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Hello and welcome to whatever the hell our podcast is called.
Yeah.
I'm Chris and this is my lovely co-host Lisa.
Hello.
And today we are talking about the 1985 movie Guinea Pig.
Oh yeah.
Devil's Experiment. Directed by Satoru Aguda.
Okay, you're going to be handling all the names because I can't pronounce any of that.
I think I did all right.
Maybe.
Sounds right to me. All right, Lisa, so let's check out the box art for this movie.
Okay. I'm sure it'll be great.
There it is in all its glory.
What is even going on?
I don't know. Describe it for us.
I can't see it well enough.
It looks like they got...
Oh my gosh, I see it now. It's like a cartoon version of what happens in the movie.
It does kind of like animated or hand-drawn or something.
Yeah.
You got a woman laying down. You got four arms holding her head down. And they're sticking something in the side of her eyeball.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty effective cover. I kind of like it.
I mean, it's definitely fitting for the movie. There's also like a bloody hand at the top.
Yeah, that's when they were slicing her.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is kind of like a cult classic, I guess you could say. Kind of laid the foundation for a lot of faux snuff films.
Okay.
That I'm sure we'll probably get into later.
I'm sure we will.
And I think you'll see a lot of kind of parallels to this movie. This movie crawled so others could run.
Okay. It's like the Lord of the Rings of horror movies.
Yeah.
All the fantasy movies just kind of copy Lord of the Rings to some point.
And, you know, yeah, I mean, you're definitely right. Maybe not to the level of Lord of the Rings, but...
I was just saying, in this weird underground faux snuff film,
yeah.
It's like the Lord of the Rings.
All right, so interesting thing about this box art.
Okay.
So you got some people poking a young woman in the eye.
Yes.
Now, as I was doing a little bit of research for this movie, I stumbled across this movie from 1929 called An Andalusian Dog.
From when? 1929? Wow, that's old.
Look at the cover art for that movie.
Yeah, that's almost the same thing.
Yeah, there's some similarities, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're holding their freaking eye open.
Yeah, it looks like one person holding the eye.
Yeah.
Holding a sharp object in their hand.
Yeah.
Now, this movie was made by Louis Brunel and Salvador Dali.
Oh, wow.
Let's check out a trailer for this thing.
Okay.
And the Mormon.
Oh. Okay. No.
Oh.
No. What? That's just the trailer?
Yeah, that's the trailer, man.
That's just what they show people on the trailer.
Yeah, so I don't know if this cover art was maybe some inspiration for Guinea Pig, but there's definitely some similarities.
Yeah, it definitely looks similar.
And I mean, I think that's a pretty cool cover art.
Yeah, I guess.
Just the illustration, really, I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah. It's all right.
Unfortunately, it's kind of ruining the best part of the movie.
That's true.
Yeah, so like I said, this is one of the OGs of extreme horror, which is why I thought it was a pretty good place for us to start.
Okay.
All right, at least without further ado, let's watch this movie.
Okay.
All right, Lisa, so what did you think about the movie?
It was terrible. I hated it so much.
Okay. Why did you hate it?
It was a really bad movie. The acting was terrible. Most of the special effects were terrible. And then they get to the worst part of the movie, and it's the most realistic looking. And it was disgusting.
Yeah, it was definitely disgusting. I thought that kind of final scene, the eyeball scene, I thought that was a pretty well-executed scene.
You know, maybe it was, but I looked away for most of it because it was really gross.
Yeah, it was definitely effective. There's definitely some bad eyeball cutting scenes. That was one of the better ones.
Maybe so. It was definitely the best part of the movie as far as special effects go.
Yeah, it was.
So, I mean, the good thing about that movie is it's only like 43 minutes long.
Yeah, this is a short one. So, which I appreciate.
Yeah. I would not have wanted to sit through 2 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, they slapped that girl like 300 times.
Yeah,
so. They just sat there and kept slapping her.
Yeah, so we start out. Well, it starts, and there's like a hammock or something in it.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks like a hammock all tied up and hung from trees in a forest.
It looks like somebody don't know how to work a hammock.
Yeah.
Somebody's strung up in a hammock.
Yeah, it looks like Chris trying to use a hammock.
Exactly. And then it cuts to a woman tied up in a chair.
Yeah.
Don't know how she got there.
Yeah.
But I guess that's not the point.
Apparently not.
And then it's just Slap City.
Yeah. I mean, they told us beforehand with their little intro.
Yeah, it's hit. Like, right. Yeah, it's almost like chapters or something. Right?
Yeah, it kind of was like a chapter title. Like, oh, we're just going to hit this bitch.
Yeah. And they do.
They do.
And she doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, she doesn't care at all. Like, she doesn't make a sound or anything. She just sits there and takes it.
Yeah, she's taking it like a champ, man.
Takes them about 50 slaps before they even make a mark on her cheek.
It's funny because one of the guys says, "Gee, my hand hurts."
Yeah, gee, my hand hurts.
And the most you get out of her is like,
Yeah.
Like, she's kind of a badass. They slap and they slap. Yeah. And then
he says, "Gee, my hand hurts," and they stop.
Oh, they don't quite stop. Well.
Well, I don't know. No, I think the other guy took over. I don't remember.
Yeah, he tagged in his friend. He starts slapping. And then they dip their hand in like water. They dip their hand in water.
Okay.
And then they dip it in like what I assume is like salt.
Oh yeah.
And then they rub the salt on her face. Oh. Maybe like in her eye or something. And then the slaps continue for a little while. And then we move on to chapter 2, which is?
Kick.
Explain kick to us, Lee.
Well, I think we all know what kick means. They just kick this girl over and over and over. And then they make her stand up and they say dumb shit. And then they kick her down. And they're like, "Hey, stand up." And then they kick her down again. And they're like, "Hey, we didn't say you could stand up." And that just continues for a while. And in between, they'll pop up a little number telling us how many kicks or slaps they're on.
And these kicks are pretty bad looking, man.
Oh, yeah. The slaps and the kicks are absolutely terrible.
I mean, I guess it's cool that they weren't actually, like, kicking her, but can we at least make it look real?
Yeah. I don't want them to actually kick her, but, like, learn how to make it look better.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I mean, it was 1985. Right. I guess we have to take that into account, too.
All right, so what comes after kick?
I think it's claw.
Yeah.
And, you know, it said claw, and so I'm trying to imagine what they're going to do. Because hit was them slapping, kick was kicking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see them with a pair of pliers.
Channel locks.
I'm so sorry. I don't know my tools.
Oh, channel locks are a brand. These are
adjustable pliers. I don't know what they're called.
Whatever. They have a big pair of pliers. And they start at her knuckle.
Yeah.
And pinch it with the pliers.
Yeah.
And twist. And they do it all the way up her arm.
That's just kind of kinky in my opinion.
Yeah, like I don't know, man. It seemed kind of weird. Once again, I mean, the slaps and the kicks, I get slaps and kicks are supposed to hurt.
Yeah.
You know, but they were obviously fake. Mm-hmm. And then this just seems like a weird torture. Like,
well, from a special effects standpoint, this actually looked pretty decent.
Yeah, I mean, it.
I mean, yeah, there wasn't.
It did look like they were pinching her and twisting her skin.
Yeah, it did. Of course, she's just barely making a noise.
Yeah, just doesn't care.
I don't know. I think she kind of liked that. I think at one point she even said harder.
Yeah, well, we don't know what she said. That's what it sounded like.
All right, so
that's claw.
That's the claw.
Like, that's so stupid.
All right, Lee, so what comes after claw?
After claw is unconscious.
What happens in unconscious?
So we see her back in the forest or woods or whatever, hanging from the tree. In a little hammock thing, spinning around. And it seems to go like day and then night and then day again. So I guess she was out there for a while.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to her in an office chair.
Well, it's kind of like a transition. The transition, like spinning around in the hammock, and then it transitions to spinning around in that chair.
Okay.
It's artsy.
Okay, sorry. So we transition to her sitting in a chair. Like an office chair with no arms on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's tied to it.
Yeah, I think it had arms, didn't it?
I don't think it had arms. I don't know for sure. Anyway, she's in an office chair. And she's tied to the chair, and these guys are just spinning her in a circle.
Yeah, things like I do for fun.
Yeah, like they were just spinning her.
Spinning.
And of course, they were counting the spins, too.
Yeah, 50 spins. 50 spins. I guess after 50, I'd want to stop.
Yeah, and, you know, how long was she spinning in that hammock first?
Well, that was after they left it for dead.
Oh. Okay.
It's kind of like cutting back and forth.
Oh, you know, okay. I mean? I just thought they put her back in there and left her and then brought her back in.
Well, I mean, I could be wrong. I think, you know, hammock is after the whole torture thing. They tie her up on a hammock and leave her in a tree. She's spinning around. So it's kind of cutting back and forth between the torture session and her hanging in the tree dead. Or
okay.
So while they're spinning around in that chair, I don't know if it's a good time or not, man.
I don't think it would be a good time after 300 spins and a whole fifth of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, I'd be pretty dizzy. Man, it's like, what's that teacup thing?
Yeah, the teacup ride.
I get pretty damn dizzy after doing that, dude.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to handle 300 spins in an office chair and a fifth of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, I guess I think I'd rather have that than like the claw or something. All right, call it right now. What do you want, the claw or the chair and the booze?
I think I would rather take the claw. I have never drank a fifth of booze to myself of any kind, and I definitely would not want it to be Jack Daniels if I did. And I think, you know, you would feel like shit for a while afterwards.
Well, you're going to want that booze after...
After the claw?
After the claw. What do we got next, Lise?
Next, we have a sound, which kind of sounds stupid after everything else. But they take the lady, and they... I think she's in the same chair, honestly. I think they just leave her in that chair.
Yeah.
And they strap some headphones to her head. And they start playing a kind of annoying sound. I mean, it's not terribly annoying, I don't think.
You said it sounded like a lawnmower.
It did sound kind of like a lawnmower. And at first, they tried to put these headphones on her head with rope.
Yeah.
Which was really stupid, I thought.
It was a little weird.
And so then after, you know, they're showing you how many hours she's been listening to the music. And after so long, she has duct tape around the headphones then. I guess they realized somewhere in between that the rope was not going to work.
Yeah, they're learning, you know?
Yeah, maybe it's their first time.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that. I think you're a pretty amateur torturer if, you know, you're slapping and spinning people around in chairs. That's pretty weak stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd start with the claw.
Start with the claw.
I mean, I guess you do kind of want to escalate, you know, you want to save your best stuff for last.
Yeah.
But man, start with the claw.
Yeah, I think so too.
And, man, they played noise for this girl. It's like almost a full day, almost 24 hours.
Yeah, the last I remember seeing was 20 hours. And, you know, this is after 300 spins in a chair, a fifth of Jack Daniels. And then she's immediately listened to 20 hours of this noise. And that seems to really upset her more than anything else.
Oh, yeah. This has been, like, her worst reaction so far has been the sound.
Yeah, she really hates it. She's not having a good time with the sound.
Do you think, like, they were just sitting there, like, watching her the whole 20-something hours?
I mean,
or did they just leave her in there?
Well, from the kick scene, there seems to be a bunch of them. So I would assume they probably took shifts.
Yeah. I think there was three.
Oh, see, I thought there was more in the kicking one.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, so they probably took shifts watching her.
All right, so moving on to the next chapter, we have Skin. Now, it starts with, it looks like some guy using the claw from earlier to grab a clump of her hair. And then it almost seems like he rips it out. But while he's doing that, there's the other guys have her hand on the table, and they're pulling one of her fingernails off. What'd you think about that one?
Yeah, that was pretty disgusting. I definitely looked away for that one. yeah, it was pretty gross.
Yeah, didn't it look like he was like ripping her hair out too at the same time?
It did, and then I don't know, there was that weird sound and.
Bong.
It was like he just let go of her hair.
Yeah, I don't know if he ripped it out or let it go, but whatever. And then they rip her fingernail off.
Yeah.
And then we cut back to spinning around in the hammock again.
Yeah. Yeah, Skin was a quick one.
Yeah. It was probably the most brutal so far, I think.
So far, yeah.
It's definitely picking up.
Yeah, maybe.
Now we're on to the next one. Okay, so they're dumping this hot oil on there, on her arm.
Yeah.
And a little text pops up. It says 70 degrees, which I'm assuming is Celsius, considering this is Japanese.
Yeah.
So what's the conversion on that to Fahrenheit?
So 70 degrees Celsius is 158 Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's hot.
That's definitely hot. And, you know, it was reddening her skin. It wasn't, you know, getting all
for sure
gross looking, but yeah, it was leaving some red marks.
Yeah.
And it was hurting her.
Yeah, definitely. She was definitely reacting a little bit to that.
Yeah. And then they go back to the stove.
Yeah.
They brought a stove into a little torture chamber. And then what did it say? It popped up, I think, 150.
Yeah, so the next one was 150.
What's which, the conversion on that one?
Which then is 302 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now, that's hot.
Yeah. I mean, the boiling point of water is 212 degrees.
Yeah.
Oil, I think, usually has to get closer to 300 to boil.
Yeah.
Either way, it's boiling freaking oil. They just dumped on her.
Yeah, I think, like, when you're, like, deep frying stuff, you want to have at least 300.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
And, yeah, this definitely does some damage.
Yeah.
Her skin's bubbling up. They pour it right on the same spot they did the first time.
Yeah, they just go on the same spot.
And, you know, I think the effect looks pretty good.
It was pretty decent.
And then that's it for burn.
Yeah.
And we're moving on to the next one. What do we got?
Oh, man. So next is worm.
Yeah. What's worm?
So they have her still tied up in the same position where they've dumped the oil on her. And they bring in a bucket of maggots. Start dumping them on her burn.
Yep.
And then spreading them all over the rest of her body.
Yeah, man. And these maggots, like, it's like real maggots.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely looked real.
No doubt about it. They were real maggots. These things are crawling all over her mouth.
Her eye.
Her eyes.
Like, that's like some foreshadowing or something right there, right? The worm crawling in her eye.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Lisa. So if you had to choose between getting maggots dumped all over you and cockroaches, what would you pick?
I don't even know. I honestly think I would probably go with cockroaches just because maggots are so disgusting.
Oh, man, you're going to pick roaches? See, I'm going to go I want to go maggots, dude.
I don't know. It's hard because I feel like the cockroaches are probably more likely to crawl in, like, your ears and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But maggots are so gross.
See, here's my thinking on it. All right, maggots, yeah, they're definitely gross, but they're just trying to do a job. They're trying to eat dead things, and that's it.
I guess.
You can't fault them for that. Yeah, they're nasty little worms, but they're an important part of our ecosystem.
I guess.
Cockroaches are acting on pure malice. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know much about cockroaches. Maybe there's something special, but I don't think they are.
I don't think so. I mean, what would their purpose be?
Yeah, their purpose is to fuck shit up. And for that reason, I'm going to go with maggots over cockroaches any day.
I don't know. I think I'm still going to stick with cockroaches. I just can't do it. God, the sound of maggots crawling all over me. It's so gross.
Yeah, dude, you got to give it to this actress, man. How is she just going to be all right with maggots crawling all over? Because that is real.
Yeah, no, 100%. I couldn't do it. Like, definitely not on the budget that these guys had. There's no way. There's no way they could pay me the amount of money it would take to let maggots crawl all over me.
Yeah. Man, we're going to have to look up who that actress is, but good job.
Yeah, really.
All right, so our next chapter in this depraved saga is...
Guts.
Well, basically what Guts is she's still tied on the bed, and her assailants are just throwing animal guts all over.
Yeah, she was asleep.
Yeah, at this point, man, she's just trying to take a nap, dude. She's been up for, I assume, days.
Yeah, because, I mean, the music itself was like 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah, she's just thankful to be laying down at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, they pour the oil on her while she's sleeping. And, you know, the maggots suck, but hey, I can deal with it. I'm really tired. And then they start throwing guts all over.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's still asleep.
Yeah, she sleeps through it for a little bit.
And they throw a lot of guts on her.
Yeah.
And then eventually she wakes up and she just freaks out.
Yeah, like maybe the worst reaction we've seen so far. Like just freaks out so bad.
Yeah, I think that by far that's probably the worst reaction that she's had.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The fingernail, I don't really remember her freaking out about it.
I think it kind of clipped away before you could see her reaction.
Yeah, they cut to the hammock. You know, the burn was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Nowhere near the guts, though. But, like, I'm kind of thinking, you know, like, if you're in a dead sleep, you've been up for days, and you wake up and there's just guts all over you, you're like, are these my guts?
Yeah,
whose guts are these?
Maybe.
But, man, it was just kind of funny.
Yeah. She seemed to react to the things that I didn't think she was going to react to.
Yeah.
And not react to the bad things.
The noise and the guts freaking...
Yeah.
Got her, dude.
Yep.
Okay, so we're moving on from guts. But it's like they take her out of the bed.
Yeah, they just show us the bed full of guts with her not in it anymore.
They cut to a guy with sledgehammer.
And the hammock.
The hammock. I guess
it's kind of like cutting it all together.
Yeah, I'm not really following it at this point. Like... Guy with the hammer goes up to the hammock with the girl in it, and he acts like he's going to smash her.
Yeah.
Then it cuts away real fast.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to her hand on a table.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got somebody taking a scalpel to the hand. Now, this is probably like, I almost said the worst part of the movie, but those kicks and slaps were pretty bad too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, special effects-wise,
this is probably the weakest scene.
Which is unfortunate, because I think it could have been pretty good.
Yeah.
He's cutting her hand with the scalpel.
Yeah.
Pretty deep.
Yeah.
And it's just not bleeding, right? Like, it's not bleeding at all.
There's no blood. There's nothing. It's just, it looks like he's cutting into a fake hand with a scalpel.
Yeah. And then they kind of do like a quick cut, like zooming in to the hand. And then you're kind of getting like a little pooling of blood.
Yeah. A tiny little pool starts. Right.
But still, like as he's cutting.
There's no blood.
It sucks. I don't know if maybe just the prosthetics weren't working right or what was going on there, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then somebody takes a sledgehammer to the hand. And, you know, the whole hand, because it's a fake, like, silicone or rubbery hand.
Yeah.
And the whole hand just flops around like a rubbery hand
like
would do.
Like a rubber hand would.
And it's just,
Yeah. It definitely looked fake.
Yeah. That's pretty bad, man. I mean, if you're going to keep the scalpel, fine. I mean, the blood's off.
Yeah.
But that sledgehammer's just bad.
Yeah, sledgehammer scene was pretty bad.
All right. And then we cut to the next chapter.
Oh, no.
And this is the grand finale.
And it is called Needle.
All right, so walk me through Needle, please.
I don't know that I can. So, we open with this guy setting up this freaking grinder thing and starting to make something. And after a few minutes, we see that it's like a needle.
Yeah, he's like making his own needle. And I thought, man, you could get a needle.
Yeah.
Get a sewing needle. Or a knitting needle.
Yeah, a knitting needle.
But, you know, you don't want to have a paper trail of all your torture equipment.
I guess.
So maybe it's a smart thing to make your own needle.
Yeah, just bring the fucking grinder in and make your own needle. So then they tie her to this chair and they start tying her head back.
Yeah, chain her head.
And, you know, like really exposing her throat. You really think they're about to do something to her throat. And then he brings his little homemade needle over there and starts sticking it into the side of her face right next to her eye.
Yeah, like the... Man, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like... Ugh. Yeah, like the side of... I don't know, you got that bone right there.
Yeah.
It looked like he was going like further to the side, but I don't know. It's got to be like right in the eyelid, right?
I don't know. So, it definitely looks like the side of her face.
Is she like going through the temple or something?
Yeah, I don't know. It definitely looked like the side of her face.
Yeah, though. It did.
And so he just starts pushing this needle into the side of her face and there's blood.
Yeah, it cuts to like right to the center of her eye.
Yeah.
And this effect looks really good.
Yeah, it's the best one of the whole movie, for sure.
You're looking right dead into her eye.
Yeah, you're just focused on the eyeball the whole time.
The right side of the eyelid starts pulling up blood.
Yeah. And he's just shoving this needle in, and the eye's just pooling with blood more and more. And then you start seeing it, like, moving around a little bit.
Yeah, the eyeball.
Yeah, the eyeball's, like, moving. And it looks like he's just going to pop it out. And then all of a sudden, you see the needle poke right through the freaking eyeball. Oh. So and then that's where it ends. That's, like, the end shot. It just sits on the eyeball with the needle sticking straight through it for a minute. And then we go to her in the hammock.
Yeah. So when we watched the needle scene for the first time, how did you feel about that?
Oh, God, I hated it so much. I didn't even...
You didn't even really watch it.
I didn't watch it. I've had to rewatch that scene like 3 or 4 times just to kind of piece together all of it because I can't even look at it for too long.
Yeah, it got you pretty good.
It's a pretty rough scene.
Yeah, that's by far the best special effects that they had in the whole movie. Like, you could tell that was, like, the money shot. The
yeah, that was definitely it.
The eyeball looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
The prosthetic... face or eyelid looked really good. It had eyelashes on it.
Yeah.
You could see all the little eyelashes. And even when they popped the eyeball, it looked pretty good.
Yeah. It looked pretty terrible, which I guess translates to good.
Yeah, I keep saying good, but it was effective. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Even by today's standards, I think that's a damn good effect.
Yeah. So when we were about to start the podcast, I wanted to pull up the movie on my phone so I could be looking at it. And one of the first things that pops up on Google search as like a recommended search is guinea pig real?
Yeah.
And I just thought, what kind of fucking idiot thought that movie was real? Like, everything about it was so fake.
Yeah.
But you know, I guess that one freaking scene, maybe you could have thought the eyeball scene was real.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, why would you think that even after you've seen the whole movie of obvious fake stuff?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Because, I mean, you know, you watch it nowadays, and yeah, it's the majority of the movie's pretty kind of cheesy.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't know, man. It's hard to kind of put myself in, you know, 1985.
Exactly, yeah.
VHS.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have probably looked a lot worse.
Bootleg copy. Who knows if it's banned in your country?
Yeah.
On an old CRT TV.
Yeah.
What is it, like 480p or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about TVs.
All grainy, you know, VHS quality. I could probably see myself thinking that that was pretty realistic. Yeah, if I would have got a hold of this movie when I was like, you know, 13.
Yeah.
It probably would have rocked my world.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it probably looked better back then. But today, it looks terrible.
Yeah. And I mean, you can kind of get away with it. Kind of cheesy looking stuff back in the day, you know? Because yeah. Everything was, you know.
Everyone wasn't used to it at that point.
Yeah.
Now we're also used to seeing the blood and guts and horror that it doesn't really affect us like it used to anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, dude, you watch something like, you know, like the Hostel movies, which I think you could argue that this kind of laid the groundwork for. Yeah, man. It just keeps getting more extreme and more extreme, even in like mainstream. Movies. So when you go back to like the OG pioneers, it's like, man, people like this.
Yeah.
All right, Lee. So I guess give us your rating. What do you think on a, I guess we'll do a traditional stars 1 through 5.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
Okay. So I have to do 1 through 5. I'm going to give it 1 star. It was a pretty terrible movie.
Okay.
They're not my favorite kind of movies anyway.
Right.
So, to see this, and it's just the worst acting and special effects for 90% of the movie. And then you get to that one scene where it's kind of realistic looking, and it is the worst. Yeah, it was just a bad movie for me. Did not like it.
Okay. Well, I think I want to be a little bit more generous to it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it was not great. But I can kind of empathize with just, you know, low budget kids making a movie, man. And I love that. I couldn't find any budget on it. But I'm sure it couldn't be much. You know, I think they had $20, so they bought a fake eyeball and some pig guts, and they just went to work, you know what I mean?
I'm sure it was more than $20, but yeah, it was definitely a low budget.
And, you know, just the...
I think they bought containers of chicken liver and gizzards.
Nah, dude, those are some big guts, man. They had maybe big guts,
maybe.
And then, you know, there's the whole, it's a pioneer of the genre, man, like the underground extreme horror. It kind of laid the foundation for a lot of the horror landscape, whether people like to admit it or not. When we get into things like August Underground, you know, those no plot, no story, just torture fests.
Well, that's what this was.
Exactly. Yeah, this is, I think, probably one of the OGs.
Okay.
And we mentioned Hostel. Hostel does got kind of a little bit of a plot to it, but, you know, it's just a torture porn, as people like to call it.
Yeah, when I was you know, searching through Reddit and stuff, researching the movie and all that. I kept seeing the torture porn titles.
Yeah, people throw that around left and right like crazy. Up.
And that's what I thought, it was so weird because I was like, man, this was like the least porny movie we've watched, you know? Like,
well, I mean, they use the word porn, but
yeah,
it's you know, hey, you heard, you know. They throw porn in behind everything.
I guess. Food porn. Travel porn.
This porn, that porn.
I guess.
It's not, you know, like actual porn. It's just...
Well, it is for people that get off on that.
Yeah. Type in this with my left hand. I'm right handed.
God, that's so stupid. Stop saying that shit.
So anyway, I'm supposed to be giving this a rating and I kind of rambled on, but I'm going to give it a 2.5. I think it's ambitious. I think there are some problems with it. The first half is pretty weak.
Extremely weak.
But it's, I think it's less than 45 minutes. The movie is very short.
Yeah, it was like 43 minutes.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah, I know. At least I didn't have to sit through 2 hours of that shit.
Yeah, and you know, it's a pioneer of its time. People made it for the love of the game. That eyeball scene was amazing. I'm going to give it a 2.5. I think right after we watched it, I was a little harsher on it. I was like, man, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
But after sitting with it for a day or two, I think I landed on a 2.5.
Okay. Well, I'm still at a 1. I really did not like it.
All right, at least. So, next we're going to do what I'm going to call the spiciness scale. So we can kind of compare horror movies to spicy food. You know, the more you watch or the more you eat spicy food, the kind of more of a tolerance you get to it, right?
I guess so.
So where would you rate this on the spiciness scale? Is it like a jalapeno? Is this a Carolina Reaper?
My God, I am not going to be able to do this.
I know. I'm just kind of springing in on you all of a sudden. Yeah, I'll go first.
Not cool.
I'll go first. I would put this as like a... It's like a jalapeno burger. It's nothing at first, but as you get to like the end of it, you start feeling the heat. All right, we don't have to do that.
I don't think I can. I'm sorry.
Would you recommend this to anyone?
Oh my God, of course not. Okay, listen, I don't know anyone that is into these kind of movies. Like, I don't know. Maybe some of my friends are. It's just not something I talk about with them because
right, yeah.
This is more of a you kind of thing. Like, you know, if I'm picking the movie, it's not going to be a horror movie.
Yeah. Okay, but I mean, you know people that at least watch scary movies, right?
I guess. I mean, okay, so if I met someone or I knew someone and we were talking and they were like, oh, I really like horror movies, you know, I'm sure eventually we would get to the fact that I watched this movie and I would say, oh, hey, if you like weird ass torture snuff film type movies, go check this Guinea Pig movie out.
Yeah.
But just on a normal everyday basis, I don't think I would ever recommend this movie to anyone. You know? Just
yeah.
Because I don't know people that are into this kind of thing.
All right. Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't just lead with guinea pig. I wouldn't say, hey, check out Guinea Pig, you know, to like a coworker or something. But, you know, if I knew somebody that really liked, you know, horror or scary movies and they wanted to branch out into kind of more extreme.
Yeah.
No plot faux snuff films. I think this is a decent place to start. You know, like we said, it's pretty weak in the first half and then it picks up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it ends right after it really picks up. So I think you could kind of use this as a gauge, you know, if they like this one or they think it's like, oh, this was all right, but it was super weak, you know, maybe you can take it to the next level of something a little more hardcore,
I guess.
So I think this really serves as kind of like a bridge from more mainstream kind of horror to the more extreme underground faux snuff type films.
Well, I guess we'll see, because we're going to be getting into all these. Yep.
All right, one last thing to do is we're going to put it on our ratings board. Now, this one holds a special place because not only is it going to be our top-rated movie, it's also our lowest-rated movie. It's the only movie on the list.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to Guinea Pig, The Devil's Experiment.
I guess so. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Did we get anything else, Lise?
I don't think so. I think I have said all I can say, plus more, about this movie.
Yeah. I know. For a movie you don't think there's much to say about, we talked a lot about it.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I guess that's it for whatever the hell this podcast is named.
Yep.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.